Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel. Your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, yeah, we're in the Northland. We're in the Northland. And if you want to feel the intensity of the Chiefs Kingdom, come to the Northland. We are in Gladstone. At the Hy-Vee in Gladstone, it's awesome to have you here tonight, a full house. But we'll wedge you in here. If you're driving around town and want to come find us at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone, we're right here waiting for you. This is breaking news. Score just in. After trailing 20-9 with 9 minutes to go in the game, Chiefs 23, Colts 20 in overtime. Yeah, let's go. Reed's Redheads are here. All right, we got it going on. And we get ready on a short week to go to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. Yeah, boo, this is on Thanksgiving Day. Our first visit down there since 1995 to play them on Thanksgiving. We've been down there a couple of other times. But it's great to have everybody here tonight. The Redcoaters are here tonight. Queen Cleo's here. Hey, Paula's here with her entourage. Weird Wolf is here with Weird Wife in the Rutting Season. As the Geeks, Caveman Bob's here. Cindy Lou Who's got the game out, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Also, Cookie Lady is here, also known as Susie Bling Bling from the Savannah Sandwiches. Mentioned Weird Wife, she's here tonight. And a home game, Gladstone home game for Snowstorm Sandy. Yep. She walked to this Hy-Vee in the snow, waist deep in the snow, to buy bread and milk and then went back. Waist deep in the snow to her house, which is across the street. That is a big deal. How about almost Andy Reid being here tonight? That's not always. He walked in the store, and so many people were going, is Coach here tonight? I thought it's a short week. So, he'll trick you, but he's awesome and does so much in the community. I want to remind everybody, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points. 23. Mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game. A lot of you after the show will go shopping here at Hy-Vee. Do the same. If the Chiefs score, well, like 23 points. Like yesterday, you save 23 cents a gallon with any $23 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. And special thanks to the folks here at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone. All right. There were some cool things that happened in that game to flip it and try to get our season cranked up once again. The fact that the Colts had 4 3 and outs to end that game. They had 12 snaps. They had 12 snaps. They had 13 yards, and the defense was incredible. So what the Chiefs defense was able to do, 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, was put the hammer down, baby. You've got it. That's the way it works, as they were outstanding defensively. Going into that game yesterday, we were one of the few teams after 10 weeks in the league that did not have a 100-yard rusher or a 100-yard receiver in a single game. No more, because Rashi Rice was on fire in that second half yesterday. 132 yards receiving. You're going to hear this in our Coach Reed segment. Coach talks about it here. Backed up. We had second and 13 at our own 3. What? Oh, let's just dial up 47 yards to Rashi Rice to get out to midfield and flip the game. But how valuable is Kareem Hunt to this football team? Oh, my gosh. We'll get the stats updated after tonight's Monday night game. But going into yesterday's game, Kareem Hunt was number one in the league in getting third down and short. 11 times he has faced third and one. He's made it 9 times. That's number one in the National Football League for a running back, and he did it again yesterday. In fact, we had fourth and one that he was able to pick up for 2 yards. That is huge. Patrick Mahomes hits another milestone. We'll talk about that after the break. 35,000 passing yards. He was the quickest to get to that mark in National Football League history. And so that is huge. And then Harrison Butker, 5 for 5. And the game winner. He has made so many big kicks for us that we've really forgotten. The AFC Championship game against Cincinnati. The game winner in Super Bowl 57 in that victory over the Eagles. But time after time after time, he has stepped up big. And he got 5 of 5 on field goals in that game. That is huge. Okay. All that being said, now we're going to revisit some of this game when we come back after the break. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by one of our ambassadors, because John McGraw will be here, the former Chiefs defensive back. John, a 10-year career, started with the Jets, and he played with the Lions for 2 years. So this Thanksgiving thing, and it's a deal now. We're going to talk about how difficult it is for our team to try to get this turned around and to go down to beat a Cowboy team that won a game exactly like we did yesterday when they beat the Eagles with a walk-off field goal at the end after they trailed 21-0 in that game. They came back to win 24-21, so it was very similar to our game. But we're going to count it down very soon. You're going to help me count it down. Five countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you're all going to yell, it's Cowboys week. You good for this? All right. Now, we got some rookies in here. These veterans will show you how to do it. And if you're going to sit here on your rear end, we just throw you out, because this has got to be like GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium the next night. And we start the week right now, and this is a short week. In fact, it ain't even a week. It's just hours till we got to go down and play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. All right, we're going to count it down. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Cowboys week. That's right. Get ready to go. Let me tell you why this is a big game. In fact, a lot of you folks listening tonight will be traveling during the holidays, driving. Matt McMullen and I just completed a Defending the Kingdom podcast. You're all going to want to hear it, because we'll go more in detail of why this game means so much on Thursday, more than just the obvious. One, and it was I found a book this summer called The 10-Gallon War. And it's a book that's really good that gets into the nitty-gritty of the Dallas Texans against the Dallas Cowboys in 1960, 61, and 62. Because some think, oh, gosh, we can't both be here. Let's go to Love Field and have a game of spades, and whoever loses has to move out of town. Not so much. But that, of course, led to Lamar bringing the Dallas Texans to here to be the Kansas City Chiefs. The second one is the fact that there's some Schottenheimer-ness here. Marty was such a great coach for us, right, for 10 years, great dude. And now Brian, who was our ball boy at one point, led Blue Valley High School to a state championship back in the 90s, is now the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Matt and I, when we do, you'll see us do our live shows on the field down at Dallas, we're going to actually wear a special Marty Schottenheimer getup and a special hat to commemorate one of our great coaches of all time and one of the great coaches in the National Football League. And then Coach Reed, okay? You coached the Eagles for 14 years. You kind of know who the Blue Stars are. And Coach Reed likes to kind of beat the Cowboys. I'll just put it out there. This will be, almost Andy Reid and I were talking about this, the history of Andy against the Cowboys and the fact that Coach has beaten them 19 times. He lost one time in the playoffs to them, but it's kind of a big deal to play them. I think this will be the 33rd time Coach will coach against the Dallas Cowboys. And then finally, and this is the biggest one to me, the biggest one, and I think this will help us try to get through a short week because our guys, after a tough game, have got to turn around. This is like our shift workers. A lot of you are in here that have worked shift work, and you've got to run two shifts in a row. And you're like, how are you going to do this? That's what this is like for our guys. I think it's one of the hardest things to do of any professional league is to play the Sunday to Thursday quick turnarounds. And remember, last year, we had to play three games in 11 days. That was crazy. This is a lot. But this is a big game this week because Patrick Mahomes is going back to play the Cowboys. Patrick Mahomes grew up 117 miles from the Cowboys stadium in Tyler, Texas. I was with Patrick one night. They were honoring him in Tyler. And there was a guy that came to training camp in a Little League World Series shirt. He goes, I want you to see this. He goes, I played for like La Mirada, California. But he goes, look at this team. And it was the Tyler, Texas team. And Patrick was on there as like a 12-year-old. I took a picture of that and asked Patrick about those guys. You see, the Dallas teams and the Metroplex teams all wanted Patrick to come play for his team. He said, why would I go play for them when I have my guys in Tyler? That's the way Patrick is. Very loyal. Texas Tech guy, Red Raiders in the back, right? Reckham Tech is sitting in the back room. He loves Tech. He loves White House High School. He loves the Piney Woods region of East Texas. Patrick didn't go to the Metroplex team. He stayed with his guys. Those are lifelong friends for him. They still come to games. They're his inner circle. Now the fact that Patrick goes back to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day is a big deal. And I get the sense that our guys...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are not going to let him down. So get ready, because it's Cowboys week. It's Thanksgiving Day football. And John McGraw, one of our ambassadors, will join us late in the show. And we come back, we're going to hear from head coach Andy Reid and more. After this, we're at the Gladstone Hy-Vee. Come join us and head Snowstorm Sandy's house after the game on the Kansas City Chiefs radio network.
Restrictions apply.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They have Juju Smith-Schuster as a tight on the right side. Jalen Moore, extra blocker. As the Chiefs go tackle over tackle, they give it off Kareem Hunt. He dives right into the mouth of the Colts. Touchdown, Kansas City! And he put his shoulder pad right into the face of the Colts. And the Chiefs have their first touchdown of the game. They'll go for two at 8:37 to go in the game, and the Chiefs trailing 20-15.
Welcome back, everyone. This is our Happy Thanksgiving edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And tonight, you can come join us. We still have time here. We're at the Northland, in the Northland, at the Gladstone Hy-Vee. And a reminder that Hy-Vee is your perfect place, not only for tailgating for the football season, but also for all of your holiday needs. In fact, I love the Kingdom Bundle. Great for the holidays and you're entertaining. Four burgers, four pork chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, all just $30. And you can score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchased. A few moments, we're going to hear from former Chiefs defensive back John McGraw, who can give us some perspective on how players can handle getting prepared for another big game, but being on the road in a short week. I think it's one of the most difficult things in all of professional sports. And also, before the break, we talked about the quick pivot to put the attention on Thursday and the Dallas Cowboys. But let's do back up a bit and hear from head coach Andy Reid. After the Chiefs grab a bucket of guts, overtime win 23-20 over the Indianapolis Colts, a game where the Chiefs trailed 20-9 with 9 minutes to go in the game. Our Chiefs analyst, Danan Hughes, caught up with Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid for his perspective.
All right, we're here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Dan. That was a good one to get right there. It's a good football team. The guys hung in there. We had too many mistakes early, but they kept going, you know, and drove it home. So that was a positive.
I mean, how big is it? I'm sure that in each game there's that turning point that you're hoping for or you see. Like in this game, it seemed like for most of the game things were against us. Then all of a sudden things clicked. I mean, what was the message to your guys either coming out of halftime that got them to stay engaged?
I thought they stayed together. Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned Chris in there, just the energy he was getting the fans in with. And, you know, when we were back in that backed up position, and then 29 persevering through, he was tired, but he kept battling those two guys, and then Bucker making a field goal. I mean, that's a good day right there. So the wins are hard to get in this league, but you have to stick together. As you know, you got to stick together. If you're not sticking together, then nothing happens. It's good.
Well, I like how you mentioned that, sticking together, because all throughout this week, being 5-5, there's a lot of people, pundits, et cetera, counting us out. But yet, internally, it seemed like you guys still had that same fire. And you can see the resilient approach, the gritty approach for offense, defense, special teams.
Sure. I think everybody understood that if you're so close. Mm-hmm. And if you just took care of business, whether it's coaches or players, if you just took care of business, you're a blink away from getting a win and kind of getting things going. So it's important. We got a good Dallas team that we got to get ready for a short week. So we got to make sure we prepare ourselves.
About this defense, Coach, punt, 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 punt. Like, I don't know if I've seen that kind of display of play and dominance in that consecutive order to get this win.
Yeah, against one of the top offenses in the National Football League. Yeah. Spags had a great plan. They executed so well. The guys did, and his coaches were all over the – if there was any mistakes or they needed to tighten up an area, they did a great job there. My hat goes off for the effort put in there.
Then offensively – Kareem Hunt rushing for over 100 yards, Rashee Rice receiving over 100 yards. The first time that you've eclipsed either of those this entire season.
Yeah, listen, I thought Matt Nagy had a phenomenal plan, called some great plays, and it was just all the coaches there likewise jumped in. All those guys supported each other, and without the offensive and defensive line, normally nothing happens good. So I thought both sides battled like crazy there. I thought, and then Rashee, big day. You can't say enough about 29. I mean, he was gassed. He's going to sleep good tonight. So, and then special teams, I thought, came up big when they needed to.
I thought it was huge, a turning point. Maybe not so much a turning point, but maybe just a display of confidence in Kareem Hunt fumbles inside the red zone. And then ultimately, instead of kicking a long field goal at the end, it seemed like you had the emphasis, get him back, displaying that trust in him. That goes a long way.
Yeah, he's not a fumbler. I mean, that hasn't been his career, and that was kind of a weird one anyways, how it happened. But he normally is really secure with the football, so we had a lot of trust in him there.
And last question, Coach. Quick turnaround. Dallas Cowboys coming up. What do you guys got to do?
Yeah, recovery is a big part of it. So there's not a lot of hit going on this week. You're going to get yourself recovered up and back ready to play, you know, against a good football team and a great venue. Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving in Dallas, it doesn't get any better than that.
Congratulations.
Hi, Dan.
Patrick Mahomes goes back to his native Texas on Thursday and will do so with another NFL record. Yesterday against the Colts, Patrick Mahomes hit this milestone.
7-0 Colts, 3:10 to go first quarter. Kansas City, new set of downs, 10th play of the drive. His first and 10 at the Colt 29. Mahomes in the pocket, dumps it near flat. Rashard Smith, 20-yard line and pushed out of bounds for a first down at the Colts 17. And now, a gain of 11 yards, Patrick Mahomes now has 35,000 passing yards. The fastest in National Football League history to that mark. Mahomes has done it in his 123rd game.
Mahomes also picked up his 95th regular season win yesterday against the Colts. Now, if he can engineer a win on Thanksgiving in Dallas against the Cowboys, get this. Mahomes will tie Tom Brady for the most wins ever by an NFL quarterback in his first 125 starts. Prior to yesterday, the Chiefs were one of the few teams in the NFL that did not have a 100-yard receiver or rusher in the first 10 games of the season. That all changed against Indianapolis. Rashee Rice was brilliant. He scorched the Colts for 132 yards in the second half, and he ended the game with a career-high 141 yards receiving. But it was when the catches happened. This one, down 20-17, with 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go, the Chiefs were backed up, 2nd-and-13 at their own 3. And Rice came up with the biggest regular season catch yet of his career.
20-17 Colts. Chiefs again. Snap it at their own 3. 2nd-and-13. Mahomes from his own end zone. Turning his hips. Stepping up. Fires it. Caught. Rice at the 20. Angling to the 30. Breaks a tackle. Rice up the sideline. And near midfield. Rashee Rice on a catch and run of 47 yards to midfield.
Coach Andy Reid acknowledged his offensive game planners, including offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, David Girardi, and Joe Blamire, for dialing up Rice and turning the talented wide receiver loose.
Yeah, he's real good. Yeah, he's a great player. They all are. I mean, they've all got potential to do great things. But we're glad he's back, and he's big and he's strong, fast, all that stuff. Tough to bring down. He pushed through. He was tired there. So he pushed through, and I thought he did a nice job.
Now, if we're going to talk about Mahomes going home, or at least 117 miles from Tyler, Texas, his hometown, to AT&T Stadium, Rice is going back to where he played high school football for the Richland Royals and college football for SMU, both in the Metroplex. Rice gave the Chiefs a 100-yard receiving performance yesterday, but Kareem Hunt gave a performance that reminded Chiefs fans of Christian Okoye or Ed Podolak. Kareem Hunt had a career-high 30 carries on the ground and 104 tough rushing yards. Plus, Kareem Hunt added 3 pass receptions for 26 yards. Hunt does so much for this team, and he was really valuable to set up Harrison Butker's game-winning field goal in overtime.
Chiefs go with an extra blocker. Hunter Norzad, they go with the flip bone. They're going to dive it to Kareem Hunt, who busts through to the middle. He's down to the 11-yard line. He gets another hip drop tackle. Gains 10 yards. It should have been a penalty on the Colts. And Sauce Gardner leg whips him down to the ground. But Kareem Hunt, if Rice is a monster, so is Kareem Hunt. And the Chiefs are at the 11-yard line of the Colts with a score tied at 20 with 2:55 to go in overtime.
Hunt's run, but the Chiefs' commitment to the run caught the attention of the entire National Football League. The Chiefs beat the Colts in overtime, running the ball 41 times, and Hunt handled most of the work.
Yeah, I thought the line was controlling things there pretty good, and which was important. We were getting positive yards on first down, which was good. We ran a little bit on second down, likewise. And Coach Heck puts all that together. I mean, that's his deal. So he did a great job schematically with it. And, you know, they were dialed up, and the guys executed them.
Overall, it was a team win, a tough team win. And now, as mentioned at the beginning of the show, it is a big-time pivot in a hurry, and the entire team is trying to help each other as we speak. Tonight, to get ready in just hours for a short week road game at Dallas on Thanksgiving to play a Cowboys team that's won its last two games following a bye and also won in dramatic fashion yesterday in beating the Philadelphia Eagles with a walk-off field goal. But yesterday's Chiefs win, how the Chiefs did it, was a testimony to why this team has had 12 straight winning seasons and 10 straight appearances in the postseason. It was a culture win. As Coach would say, don't flinch, don't blink, just keep playing.
Yeah, that's the part I appreciate as a coach the most, just the attitude. You know, it's a compliment to the players, it's a compliment to the coaches, the support from our building. Nobody has been hanging their head and going, oh no, you know, it's over. That's not been the mentality within our building. So that's everybody. Everybody had a piece of that. So.
Now it's on to Dallas for the 11th game ever on Thanksgiving for this franchise. The Chiefs and Dallas Texans are 5-5 in history on Thanksgiving Day, but they've not played on Turkey Day since 2006 when they hosted the Denver Broncos, and they haven't played against Dallas on Thanksgiving Day since they played there in 1995. Stay tuned. We'll be back right here in Gladstone at the Hy-Vee with our special guest, former Chief and former NFL defensive back, John McGraw.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
20-17 Colts. Chiefs again. Snap it at their own 3. 2nd and 13. Mahomes from his own end zone, turning his hips, stepping up, fires it, caught, Rice at the 20, angling to the 30, breaks a tackle, Rice up the sideline, and near midfield, Rashee Rice on a catch and run of 47 yards to midfield.
Yeah, let's go. Gladstone, the Hy-Vee, red, rowdy, raucous, short week. Giant victory. I don't know what the ESPN probability tables were or percentages when we're down at 9 minutes to go, 20-9, but I got a feeling it was probably under 20%, 100% at the end. And now we get ready on a short week to play the Dallas Cowboys. Love the folks here at Hy-Vee. I love the Kingdom Bundle, as I talked about before the break. And love the takeaway sandwich that they got going on. Ashton Gelati talks about that a lot, but a guy that had his own takeaways with a 10-year career in the National Football League. Started his career with the Jets, a couple years with the Lions, but 5 great years with us with the Kansas City Chiefs. The pride of Keats, Kansas, John McGraw. Yeah, awesome. It is always good to see you and have you here, my friend.
Thank you. Always good to see you. Chiefs Kingdom, hello. Good to see everybody. Ready to have some fun.
Fantastic to have you on, this largest network in the National Football League. Your thoughts yesterday, 10 years of playing in the NFL, you were all Big 12 at K-State, but when a defensive unit can flip a game. So after the fumble by Kareem Hunt, the Colts have the ball at the 6. They did not get a first down after that in 4 possessions. Your thought, and as a defense to light a spark.
Yeah, well, what an incredible game. Defensively, it was, yeah, the fourth quarter and then overtime, it was just unbelievable to watch them level up and meet the demands of the moment. What a pressure-filled moment, right? Like, that was a big game. And to see the defense pull through and make plays and hold an – like, that's a complete team and a really dangerous offense. I'm going to see him shut them down like that. Like, that's special. It was fun to watch.
What does it tell you, though, not just physically, but about the mental and emotional state of a defense where they can do it like that? I saw them, actually, before I came to the show, but I saw Tranquil. He makes the first play. We run blitz Taylor. It's a loss on the play. That started everything. But the makeup of a defense to be able to rally like that.
What I'm most impressed with is it's fun watching really intelligent defenses. And you can see when guys have game awareness, situation awareness, they understand, okay, what's going on? How's the offense going to try to attack us? And defensively, of course, Spags dialed up the right calls like he normally does. But then the guys to go in and execute and have the situational awareness to know what the Colts were going to try and do and just shut them down. Again, special defensive game for those guys.
And how cerebral do you have to be to play Spags' defense? I mean, this isn't easy stuff. We're going to go back and cover 3, and you're going to play thirds.
Yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but what I've heard, it's yeah, you got to know your stuff. You got to understand football. Lots of checks. You're going to respond to whatever the offense is throwing at you. So I think Spags is really good at getting guys that have high football IQ, and he's a great teacher, right? And so you see really, really good football players executing a complex game plan in crucial moments. To me, it was mastery by those guys.
You were ahead of your time. Again, a great 10-year career in the league, but there was some hybrid to your game. And this has now become, the NFL has become a hybrid. What the evolution of that, if we have corners that have to cover, obviously, but we have corners that must tackle, they're good tacklers, or safeties that have to cover, or backers that look like safeties. How has the league evolved?
Ooh, that's a great question. First, I want to make sure your listeners know I'm not like an expert, subject matter expert here. So,
only 10 years in the league, though. I mean, you do have some expertise.
A little bit. I haven't, the game of late, I haven't paid
more
as close
than me
attention
and Caveman
to.
Bob and Shotgun Jackson. Okay. Yeah.
Here's what the game, when I was playing, the game was moving into it's a game of matchups. And you're just, as an offense or defense, especially offensively, you're trying to create ideal matchups, right? And get your best guy that doesn't match up well against their defensive player. And so then the defenses have to respond, right? And so then you get these really big athletic tight ends. When I was playing the game, Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, and you start to see these big tight ends that create a matchup problem because linebackers aren't fast enough to cover them. Safeties can be a little too small, corners a little too small. And so then you have to kind of try to find hybrid kind of guys that have the size but also the speed. And so when I came into the league, I was a big safety, you know, at 6'3", 215 or so. And so that became a solution to try as the offenses were evolving and tight ends were becoming kind of that mismatch offensively. But now you see it across the field. You see offenses just trying to create as many mismatches as they can, which is the chess match of football today is so fun to watch.
It's incredible. That's why the NFL is intriguing. You're the perfect guest to have on tonight, and I was excited to have you because of what we face this week in these really short weeks, especially when you have to go on the road. We had the 3 games in 11 days last year, which was nuts, and 2 of those were road games. But you played at Detroit for 2 years, so the Thanksgiving deal is like the deal in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So you had it every year. You knew you were going to have it every year. What about the short time? You have a tough physical game like our guys had yesterday. The Cowboys did too, but we have to travel. That kind of wipes out Wednesday. How do you handle it as a pro?
Yeah, so these guys are all, they're dialed in on their recovery. They've got a great training staff that's taking care of them, but you just got to be locked in on what you do to take care. I liked the Thanksgiving Day game. I liked having it felt like an extra bye week. You know, it was a fast turnaround, but then you got that extra weekend. So if you play it right, it can work in your favor. But like other things, if you don't, then it can work against you. But I think it's overall to your benefit.
So you already said, I mean, that in seeing Spags and being around him all year, there's this high volume of information. Offensively, we have like over 800 plays in our iPad. It's crazy. But how do you make it so from a cerebral standpoint to get ready to put in a game plan for the Cowboys? They're good. They're hot. Good on offense. There's CeeDee Lamb. George Pickens was quitting on routes on us on Christmas last year for Pittsburgh. Now he looks like Michael Irvin. But to process all that physically, you just talked about physically recovering. But how do you prepare in putting 5 days into hours? How do you do that?
There are guys that are way better at this, namely the coaches for the Chiefs, that are really good at just getting this information across to them in a really good way. So you've got to be efficient with your time. You've got to, as coaches, it's challenging because you want to have them as equipped as you can, give them as many tools so they're ready to go, but also not overdo it, right? Not have them overthinking. And so, like, there's no better staff in the NFL than the Chiefs to handle this kind of situation in a short week. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to reps and fundamentals and, you know, blocking and tackling at the end of the day. And then hopefully, you know, as a coach, you want to try and create a couple of those mismatches along the way and try to steal a couple snaps here or there. And at the end of the day, put your guys in the best possible position to be successful. I think our coaches are doing a great job of that.
Again, John McGraw is our guest tonight. Had a great career at K-State and a 10-year career in the National Football League. We got some email out here. That's good. So is there some of it you have to truncate? Like do I have to reduce some of my volume a little bit this week and hope that's enough? Or I'm just fascinated by it. I think it's one of the toughest things in pro sports. You know, the NBA has back-to-backs sometimes, and the NHL might have it, or Major League Baseball, you play 17 games in a row without a day off. This, to me, is one of the toughest things because you don't have the recovery time, right?
You don't. There's the physical recovery's probably the bigger challenge. I'd say at this point, you know, the playbook's in, guys know the defense. I don't think you have to condense it too much at this point. They're ready to go execute whatever the game plan is at a high level. So I think the biggest piece of it is the physical recovery and how quickly can you get right back into practice, get in the flow of things, and the coaches kind of manage, you know, reps and how much running they're doing, and you're trying to manage a whole bunch of athletes that, you know, some played a bunch on Sunday yesterday and some didn't play a whole lot, and so some guys have different workloads. So it's a complex thing that they're executing on, but there's one staff I have a lot of confidence in. It's the staff to do it the right way this week.
I want to ask you before the break about special teams, because so far this year in 11 games, we've lacked like the big spark special teams play. We're close to blocking punts. And one of my favorite plays all time in my brief 32 years as the voice of the Chiefs was the Ravens game in 09, because the punter was from Seward, Nebraska. And I like to talk about hometowns and high schools in the Chiefs Kingdom. And I said, the punter's from a Seward Blue Jay and played at the University of Nebraska. 3-2-1, boom. Punt is blocked for a touchdown for the Chiefs by John McGraw of Riley County High School in K-State. I love that play because it was like a local matchup. But what about that play and creating a spark on special teams?
Yeah, well, that's where I hung my hat. And I tell young football players, like, hey, learn how to play special teams. Like, just the better you can get at that, the harder it is for them to get rid of you, and the more just you can contribute on the team. So I was a special teams guy my whole career. And that, to me, they're like, you've got to be a really good athlete to play special teams at a high level. And it's also an amazing chess match. Like, the ways that they're trying to create advantages out there, super fun. And so, yeah, it's the part of the game that usually we overlook, right, as fans in particular, right? We just kind of forget, oh, another punt, right, until they break one, right, or until a punt gets blocked. And it can dramatically change the direction of the game. So love that I got to be a part of a few of those plays over the years. And you know, people like, hey, you're a defensive guy. I'm like, yeah, I was a defensive guy, but I was really a special teams guy. Like, I enjoyed special teams.
We like music, sound. We like cool sounds. One of the best sounds you can hear is the thump.
That's right.
Of a block punt. It's one of my favorite things, if you're blocking the punt, not if your punter's getting blocked. Right. What do you remember about that play?
I remember it all. So I remember the entire play that we had drawn up, and we showed an overload to the right, and then we moved. I was part of the overload to move to the left, and we were trying to get a mismatch on their backside wing. So we were trying to create, get pull down their tackle and create a one-on-one with their wing. And so I was really just kind of a decoy guy. We go over, but, I by that point in my career, I knew enough to know that you never know when your chance is going to come. And so so I went after it, and they just counted wrong, right? We overloaded the left side. I think it was their right tackle counted wrong and didn't pick me up and just came scot-free and timed it up well. And once I blocked it, I didn't know where it went. I just see everyone scrambling, and then I see the ball just, like, bouncing around the end zone. I'm like, somebody jump on the stupid thing, right? And no one did, so I had to go do it myself. Like, I got to do it all, I guess.
When you know how this works.
Oh, yeah.
When you block a punt and you hear that beautiful sound of thump, that's a sweet sound to my ears. John McGraw did it against the Ravens for a touchdown, and he was able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. John McGraw is our guest tonight at the Hy-Vee in Gladstone. We'll be back with more from John, including there's a next generation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Generation coming of McGraws. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs 6 of 15 on third down, but none bigger than this one. 3rd and 7 in overtime at their own 24. If the Colts have blitz, they do. Crisscross blitz. Mahomes goes over the middle. The pass is caught. Diving catch made by Worthy. And a catch in Colt territory of 31 yards. Worthy with the great catch burning. Chevarius Ward, the ex-chief, and the Chiefs are in business at 5:15 to go in the overtime. Tied at 20.
Welcome back. A jet flying over. Yes, we're landing jets tonight. At the Gladstone and Hy-Vee. Y'all didn't know we had a landing strip here. We're landing big jets, not the New York Jets, where John McGraw started his NFL career. But with us tonight again, John McGraw, one of our ambassadors in 10-year National Football League career. As John joining us tonight on this short week as we get ready to go to the Cowboys and play them on Thanksgiving Day. Now, more McGraws are coming. Tell us about your son. It's exciting right now.
Yeah. So he's developed into quite the football player. I tried really hard to steer him into soccer, and he was a good soccer player. But football ended up, becoming his love and his passion. So, he's committed to K-State. So next week he's gonna sign and go be a part of the really fantastic program that Coach Kleiman's developed and has continued to develop. And I'm a huge fan of him and his staff and. What a fantastic job they've done since Coach Snyder retired. So I couldn't be more excited for Lawson, and also that he gets to go to my alma mater and then also be kind of close to home. So excited to watch him play football there.
I'm so impressed with Coach Kleiman. His system is very much like Coach Reed's. Mm-hmm. And he's got a very much a Coach Reed personality, but they run an NFL offense. When I've watched him, I'm like, wow, did they steal our iPad? There's a lot of similarities.
There are, yeah. It's a fantastic coaching staff, and Matt Wells is getting that offense humming. Of course, Avery Johnson, and they just got a lot of great players. And like everybody, trying to stay healthy and get guys healthy. But if they can do that, it's been a little rough year. Couldn't win some close ones. Actually, similar to the Chiefs, have struggled to win some of the close ones that they have in the past. But those things happen, and all you can do is just keep playing and keep getting better. And they almost upset Utah on Saturday, and really should have. So. They're definitely trending in the right direction.
Both the Chiefs and the Cats had the game to start, a crazy game. You're playing a game to start the year in a foreign land. They went to Ireland. We had to go to Brazil. Both crazy. And hopefully back on track and they can get bowl eligible this week. Now, you stayed involved with our ambassadors. You've stayed involved in the community. Update us on what you're doing personally as a business, but then the importance of the ambassadors and you being a part of that.
Well, one, I just feel really thankful to be a part of the ambassadors, and there's a fantastic group of former players that are doing a tremendous amount in the community and as an extension of the Chiefs organization. And because of work and the age of my kids, I don't get to participate as much as I would like and plan to in the future, but guys that are just making a really big difference in our community, which is awesome. And that's what the Hunt family has been a part from the beginning and all the way down. They've just invested an enormous amount of time and energy into the Kansas City Metro. So glad to be a part of that and carry that on as an ambassador. And then in terms of work, I've about 9-10 years ago developed a consulting firm, and we get to work, which is amazing. Corporate teams, sports teams, and we teach them performance psychology, essentially, and how they can elevate their performance in whatever context they're operating in. So I get to work with high-level teams. I just came straight from here working with a bunch of pro soccer coaches, do a lot of work in the NFL, NBA, and then, of course, a lot of corporate organizations across the country. So it's fun getting to build tough and connected teams. That was one of the things I loved being a part of in my football career. So it's a little bit different now, but it's fun to get to guide them in the performance psychology of being the very best version of themselves and coming together as teams and making it work.
How much has that a change or been a challenge? Social media has changed it. It's just a different environment than when you started this company. Have you had to adjust, and what are you seeing from coaches and leaders that they have to deal with that wasn't an issue 5 to 7 years ago?
The environment has changed dramatically. Of course, phones and social media, and there's just a lot of distractions, right? So a lot of what we do is central nervous system regulation, right? So helping people regulate their central nervous system, deal with performance anxiety, deal with stress, bring awareness to how difficult emotion makes it hard for us to perform, make good decisions in the moment. Be a good team player and teammate in the moment. So a lot of it is that. A lot of it is focusing on the right thing at the right time and ultimately training your mind to be in that ideal internal state even when things aren't going well. Mm-hmm. And I think that was so fun to watch the Chiefs yesterday because you got to see them. Like, it didn't all go perfectly, right? And it's kind of how the season has gone. And there's a lot of adversity, and it just feels like everything's a little bit hard. And in those moments, do you have the ability to dig deep, still believe, trust your training, you know, alignment, assignment, technique, read your key, go make the play. Alignment, assignment, read your key, play your technique, go make the play. Like, do you have the ability to stay rooted in your fundamentals and in the foundation of whatever it is you're doing in those moments? And I think it was really, really exciting to see the Chiefs do that and pull that off yesterday.
And fantastic to see it manifested, what you teach and coach in real life. So great to have you with us tonight. Congratulations on your son. It's awesome. Now let's go. I saw that you played, I think I looked at, you played the Cowboys four times in your career. You remember any of those games?
I remember a couple. I don't remember the record, though.
1-3, but yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Thanks.
But that's okay. You got the one win against him, though.
Hey, real quick, I just got to tell the listeners, everyone, Mitch Holtis, like, special place in my heart because of this guy. I got my start at K-State. He's the one that reached out to Coach Snyder, stuck his neck out, and said, hey, there's a kid in the middle of Kansas that deserves a shot. And because of him, the rest is history. I owe this man so much. Yeah, let's give Mitch a hand. And he doesn't get enough credit for what he does for our city and for our team. And love this guy to death. And every time I get the chance, I want the world to know what a special human being Mitch Holtis is. So, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
God bless you, bro. John McGraw, an amazing human. We come back. We'll wrap things up for this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
2 minutes to go in overtime. 20 to 20 tie. Winchester to snap it. Ariza to hold it. The Chiefs have never led in this football game. Ariza waits for the go signal. Butker's kick is good. And the Chiefs have not led in this game until now. They get a walk-off field goal in overtime from Harrison Butker. Kansas City 23. The Colts 20 in overtime. Another walk-off field goal for Harrison Butker, an outstanding human, great kick, 5 of 5 in that game yesterday. We're going to need everything we got as we go to Dallas for this Thanksgiving Day game against the Cowboys and try to get to 7-5. Special thanks to John McGraw for being our guest tonight. What a great human being. What a such an awesome dude. I'll just quickly tell you, I saw him play in high school, and he was like 5 levels above anybody on the field. And I thought, who is this dude? And I went to their locker room after the game to be like, who is this dude? And I knew his head coach at his high school, and they said, nobody's recruiting him. So I started putting out feelers, not just K-State, Wyoming, Air Force, Northwestern. And all of a sudden, he becomes a 10-year pro. And a great family, just terrific people. And I'm so excited to see what his son can do. Okay. We got to get after this. Special thanks to the folks at Hy-Vee. During the holidays, they're the best, right? This Kingdom Bundle I told you about is great if you're hosting, a lot of you are hosting folks this week. I also am going to encourage you that if you're maybe going driving, visiting family, and you want to listen to something, we're going to post the Defending the Kingdom tomorrow that I did today with Matt McMullen, and I call it layers, the layers of this game. I touched on it briefly. The fact that this is so big for Coach, it's so big for Pat, it's so big for the Hunt family, right? The Preston Road Trophy to try to get to beat Jerry Jones. And then the history of the Dallas Texans. And when Lamar started the Texans, he wanted to get an NFL franchise. They shut him out. So he goes, well, I guess I'll start my own league. And he had the Dallas Texans. All of a sudden, poof, the NFL is going to put a team right on top of him, the Dallas Cowboys. They weren't planning that. When Lamar started the Texans, I've got a book called The 10-Gallon War, man. It gets into, I read it this summer. But it's fascinating to see what happened during those 3 years that then led to Lamar bringing the Chiefs to Kansas City. There's a lot to this game, folks, a lot to it. And we need to bring all the energy and vibe we have in the Chiefs Kingdom because the guys are on a short week. They're there right now trying to help each other get ready for this game. John laid it out for you, all that goes into it. Next week, the opposite end of the Metro. Olathe at 151st and Black Bob. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for coming out tonight, being red and real and rowdy and raucous on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.